Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, a rugby victory you probably haven't heard, hasn't got as much attention in the last couple of days, is that of the Emerald Warriors. They just triumphed in Oslo at the Union Cup organised by International Gay Rugby. Richie Fagan is club president. Afternoon, Richie, and congratulations.
Thank you so much, Sean. Thanks for having us.
How long have the Emerald Warriors been in business for?
We're 22 years old now, started in 2003.
Wow. And yeah. were you the first LGBT rugby club?
Absolutely, yeah, the first in the country. And then built up into 2007 when, you know, we had enough numbers to enter the Leinster Metro League. And it was, you know, another first. You know, we established, 2003 was five guys who came together, like-minded, with a good passion for rugby, and then built up slowly into getting a squad into the Leinster Metro League 2007.
Yeah.
And then from there, we've kind of, you know, we've gone from one team to now today where we've 250 members.
250 members?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Four full contact teams. You know, that's three men's, one women's plus, and our non-contact, which also has three teams throughout the whole year. So a lot going on.
Yeah. So in Oslo, you just basically swamped it. You sent more teams than anybody else, and that's how you won.
Well, the London lads, in fairness, the London sent over, you know, I think five teams, but we had a solid representation. We had 130 travel over to Oslo. It was really special. You know, and to get the victory, our green team went undefeated in the top tier. Absolute credit to them and credit to Coach Shane. They've been working phenomenally hard for the last 2-3 years to get to this point. And all other teams that were in all other tiers, like, they've performed, we've come back performing the highest we've ever done.
Yeah.
With a kind of a Union Cup or a Bingham Cup with more wins under our belt. So incredible for the club, for everyone involved, my teammates. They've been like, I dare you to find a more ambitious, driven group. They've been, you know, building on player charters year on year, getting more ambitious and wanting more silverware and growing the game.
Yeah. And who did you beat in Oslo in the final?
It was Montpellier, actually.
Oh, right.
And they're solid.
It's very familiar, really, isn't it?
Yeah. They were, it's gas about it is, you know, the French, you know, it's been rumoured that they would load the teams with, you know, a lot of semi-professionals and whatnot. But the Union Cup started in 2005 in Montpellier. So it's interesting that we bet them there this year in Oslo.
Oh, yeah. So what are the rules? I mean, apart from that, it's a gay international thing. But are the rules that you can't be professional or semi-professional?
Well, yeah, it's an amateur tournament, you know.
Yeah.
Like, you would get, I dare say, you know, it's alleged or rumoured that, you
yes,
know, some teams would, you know, maybe stack them a little bit for the silverware. That's not the case here. You know, we've been slogging, grafting hard for the last number of years to, you know, change perceptions around what is LGBT in sport as well, you know, and proving that we can do this and get it over the line.
And I assume you and a lot of people you'd have been playing rugby in school and that kind of stuff.
Not like myself. I came to the rugby late, and a lot of the members have also. We do have, you know, a cohort of members that would have played in school or, you know, come through and played in their local clubs for sure. But we do have a huge cohort of people who have never played a team sport before. And we're very passionate about that, bringing more of our community to the game. I mean, the stats around why there, you know, it's so low that there is LGBT plus Inca team sport are out there, but we're very passionate about changing those stats and bringing more of our community to the game. You know, that's actually one of the reasons we set up our non-contact, which we call NISHA, you know, Irish for Young Warrior. And it's proven to be a nice feeder system into our full contact. But we've always had, like, we've started out as a full contact club, and that's, you know, a huge focus. But having now that non-contact is a lovely feeder system to people who've never played before. And we really encourage it. You know, anyone out there thinking about doing it, you know, do it, you know. You'll find us on our social media. But we try and bring people through a pathway, you know, starting with the non-contact, then bringing them into the full contact.
Yeah. But you're also part of the league here.
Yeah.
How's that going?
Yeah, really well. Like, we've had, like, this year, I know a lot of the coaches, in particular Coach Shane, has, you know, said to me it's probably our best season yet, but with the amount of number of wins we've had, okay, we didn't win the league, but I mean, they're pretty unstoppable. You know, I wouldn't put it past them going forward, in the leagues we're heading into. But the performance year on year is we're gaining great traction. But yeah, we're in the Leinster Metro League. We love it. We've three teams in that every year. You know, we've two men's plus and our women's plus. Our women's team which was established only 2 years ago, are thriving. I mean, they're close to maybe having two teams going into that. Maybe ambitious to say, but they've been a game changer in the club as well. It's been adding huge value, and they've really helped on the growth of the numbers in the club, but also in so many other areas. And it's brilliant to see them thriving. And they've done like this year in finishing off the Leinster Metro League. Fairness to them, they've had a record number of wins as well.
Yeah. So, and do you have like a club? Do you have grounds now or where do you operate
out? I'm glad you asked that, Sean. That's one of our biggest struggles. Like, we rent off a number of schools. We're very lucky. Like, we've been very lucky over the number of years. We've had a number of clubs in the Leinster region kind of, we've rented off. And as we've grown, we've kind of got contracts with, we're out in the high school in Rockar, we're in Gonzaga, and we're in Belvedere in the evening times. It's not ideal. It splits the club up. A lot of work has gone into that piece of looking for a permanent home ground. You know, we're very much a city centre type of club. Like, a lot of our members are based in the city centre. So it's finding that location in the city centre. We've been talking to a lot of councillors, a lot of politicians, developers, etc. Anyone out there who has a wish to donate a site, hook us up give us a call. But but no, we've been chatting a lot. Even, I've been chatting with the likes of Liberty Saints there, and like, they're what a phenomenal club. And speaking to Tom there only a few weeks ago, and their growth has kind of come to a bit of a standstill because they haven't got a big enough ground or whatever. Yeah. And we're looking at all options of possibly collaborating with other clubs to kind of get a plot in the city, but a lot of work is going into that at the moment.
Yeah, and given the massive numbers you have, I imagine there's a degree of urgency about that, really.
Absolutely.
Because splitting the club up in various locations as it is, you might have to continue that process until you get a place, a home of your own.
In the short term, it's also a concern because you're constantly, trying to make sure that that's covered, and we've been sitting down with all of these stakeholders that are helping us out short term wise. So that's a lot of work has gone into that even in the last, since January, just trying to secure even 2 year contracts, to keep the club and the numbers that we're trying to bring to the game and keeping that sustainable. And on the long term piece, there's been some more progressive conversations, should I say, without getting too ahead of myself and whatnot. But we really would like to hopefully very soon have some sort of announcement in that.
Yeah. Okay. That sounds promising. So for next year and the coming years, have you, as the president of the club, have you kind of set out, we've got to do this next year, we've got to do that the year after that?
Yeah,
what are the goals?
Stepping to one side to move into a different role in the club soon, at our next AGM. But, I've been president for the last 6 years. We've kind of, even 2019, we established a strategic plan that we've stuck to and we had good KPIs around. We will be kind of evolving with that plan, because that's proven to, even how we've diversified the rugby offering in the club. Like, back in 2019, we only had full contact. Mm. Whereas now we have the non-contact and it's helped grow the game. We were really ambitious about having a women's team. We've ticked that off. And we do plan on evolving that. We keep two. We've five core pillars that we report into, that we run the club by. On performance, voice of diversity, inclusion, and sport, sustainability, etc. So we do live by that, and it does. It keeps us all focused.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking maybe you're thinking maybe the Metro League. Well, let's
As I said, they're an extremely ambitious bunch, and they definitely have their eyes set on that. And it's gas. We hear from a number of our friends in the rugby community, how some of them dread coming up against us now, you know, with the way that we're performing, you know. And it's brilliant to see even the green team, and we have a Navy team, which is, you know, our development squad, and they're thriving and getting wins that they never had before. So
yeah,
it's real positive.
Okay. If, and I'm sure you've been asked this a million times before, but say if you do get a home and the home's in wherever, someplace in the centre of town, and then somebody knocks on your door and says, I play rugby, but I'm not gay. I'm straight. I'm a white straight man, but I just happen to live down the road. Can they join?
100%. Like the amount of allies we have in the club, like they're a really important part of what we do and what we're about. Like, you know, and when we say the inclusive flag, we're not exclusive to anyone. Yeah. We are definitely inclusive, and we've built up some incredible friendships, and some of our teammates are, you know, straight white men, and they're deadly.
More party, Richie, and keep up the good work.
Thanks.
That's Richie Fagan there, club president of the Emerald Warriors.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.